here's a story from The World.
Less than 6 months until the Tokyo Olympics, with a lot of unknowns. This week, though, International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach did make one thing clear.
We are not speculating of whether the games are taking place. We are working on how the games will take place.
In other words, how to keep people safe from the coronavirus. The IOC is encouraging all participating nations to vaccinate their athletes. That's raising logistical and ethical questions, though, even from the athletes. Here's The World's Bianca Hillier.
Rumors have been flying about if, how, and when Olympic athletes will receive the COVID-19 vaccine. The controversy started when some suggested that athletes would get priority access. IOC President Bach says that's not happening.
There is no blueprint for this, and we are learning every day. But we are not in favor of athletes jumping the queue.
President Bach emphasized that once healthcare professionals and vulnerable groups are taken care of, then athletes should be offered the shots. Many athletes agree with this stance, even though it jeopardizes their chance of competing. Three-time Paralympian Neil Fahey from the UK says he sees both sides of the coin.
Certainly, you know, you start to ask those moral questions of, well, if it was between yourself and an elderly relative, then who would you rather gets the vaccine? It's quite a difficult one to answer.
Difficult, he explained, because people devote years of their lives to the games. And for some, Tokyo 2020 is their final chance to represent their country on the international stage. But then his mind goes to friends and family.
You know, I'd much rather see my parents get a vaccine before me because I'm far more worried about the potential health risks for them.
As far as when athletes will be offered the vaccine, IOC President Thomas Bach has asked the 206 National Olympic Committees to lead their own charge.
It is up to each government to decide about the vaccination, about access to vaccination in their respective countries.
Israel's Olympic Committee says it has already inoculated half of its athletes, while Denmark and Hungary say their delegations will get vaccinated in a couple of months. And in Belgium, the country's Olympic Committee has already asked its government to pledge 500 vaccines for Olympians and staff. Johan Bellmans, chief physician of the committee, told local media he doesn't see this as asking for preferential treatment. He says the intention is not to preempt healthcare workers and vulnerable groups, but we do want to protect our athletes. Obviously, we don't want our athletes to be at a competitive disadvantage. Meanwhile, other countries haven't even started administering the vaccine to essential workers or vulnerable groups, including the host country, Japan itself. Medical workers there are scheduled to get their first shots at the end of February. In the U.S., the CDC considers more than 60% of Americans to be essential workers or otherwise vulnerable to the virus, meaning healthy Olympic athletes have a long time to wait until it's their turn. Will it all happen in time for the games? Vivian Riefberg spent more than 30 years figuring out operational challenges like this in the healthcare industry. She says it's possible.
The number of athletes coming from any one country is, on the one hand, a small number relative to the number of vaccines that could be going on.
A few hundred athletes, she says, isn't a lot compared to a country of millions. But on the other hand,
the distribution and availability of vaccines is very uneven around the world, and even within the wealthiest countries, is not widespread.
Riefberg added that unless more vaccines are widely approved and available, adhering to the IOC's timeline will be a challenge. British Paralympian Neil Fahey says to him, the timeline doesn't sound feasible.
When you consider how many of the population would be ahead of me, in reality, if the point I would be offered the vaccine is so far down the line, it'd be long past the games have happened. So I think it's inevitable for us athletes, we're going to be jumping the queue to some degree. And I guess it's how much we jump it by is the question.
I asked the IOC that question. Once essential workers and others in vulnerable groups are vaccinated, will athletes then be first in line? Will they be prioritized over the non-vulnerable general public? Via email, they declined to comment. The IOC is expected to share more tactics to safeguard the Tokyo Olympics next week. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.
From PRX.